And joining us in studio this morning is Larry Roberts. He is the head of Servant's Gift. And good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Fine. How are you doing?
Wonderful.
Tell us about Servant's Gift for those maybe that are not familiar with your ministry.
Yeah, we have a organization. We work in Haiti primarily. We have a what we call a children's home there. We have a home with 11 children in it. We do a children's feeding program there as well. And we have several other minor projects that we do there in addition to those, but those are our primary basis.
And what made you want to do this mission in Haiti?
That's a good question. I was told, I felt called to Haiti. I'd been to Kenya and Romania on a couple of trips with Buckner and with Dave and that, and I'd seen some things, and I felt this calling to Haiti. And so I went to Haiti for the first time, and upon the flight that I was leaving Haiti, I felt God touch my heart and say, I need you back here. And he meant in Port-au-Prince area. And I was like, wow, really? And at the time, it was around 2007, and Port-au-Prince was extremely dangerous. And I remember the pastor that I first met in Haiti, he was up in Cape Haitien, which is across the nation. He didn't want anything to do with me being in Port-au-Prince. And so I just came home and began to look for ministries and started to do work in Port-au-Prince. I went back the next time alone again and just dug in. So
I know many of our listeners are probably wondering about the rebuilding effort in the country, mm-hmm. and you've been there recently. So can you give us a quick update on how that's going?
There's work being done. Most of the work I see, the best progress is in the private sector with, some of the businesses and organizations that had things there prior to the earthquake. They're moving along. The government facilities there, not having much done with them. I mean, there's the palace is being torn down, but there's not a lot of work there. There's still some very large tent cities there, and with no real plan of moving those folks out of that situation. And I always have trouble with when people ask me that question because I don't really know how to answer it. I was in Haiti long before the earthquake, and I would have defined it as one of the worst human tragedies in our in the world prior to the earthquake, and then we had this horrible earthquake. So it's difficult for me to define progress in Haiti. I don't want to go back to what it was. You know, we had a long ways to go before that. So
speaking of progress, talk about the spiritual tone in Haiti.
Yeah, there's I like one thing I do like about going to Haiti is that Christ is king in Haiti. I mean there's voodoo there and there's evil there certainly, but you can't go out in Haiti in a day and not see the word on a truck, on a building. If I wear a shirt in Haiti that says my servant's gift shirts now say Jesus loves you on the front, you know, and I get compliments on that shirt every day if I wear it in Haiti.
Wow.
Yeah.
They're such a resilient people and such a joyful people.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that you work with in Haiti is mainly a woman that watches over children. So mm-hmm. give us an update on what's happening in her life and her world and the possibility of maybe building a home.
Yeah, the lady that runs our home there, I met her in 2007, and she's Marie LaDelia Simeone, and we call her Dada. She was raising 8 children when I met her on her own. She's a widow and never had any biological children of her own. And she really kind of taught me what a children's home should be rather than an orphanage. I really don't believe in orphanages, although they're not. I'm not going to say they're bad. But Dada takes in children and raises them as her own. So some of our young children that brought to her as a baby don't know that their last name is not Simeon.
Wow.
Yeah. Dada and I were just speaking about this when I was there in December, and she says, what should I tell Esther? And I says, I don't understand. And Esther's about 5 now, and she went to school, and they ask her name, and she says, Esther Simeone. Well, that's not her last name. But she doesn't know anything else but Mom.
Hmm.
And so I says, well, Dada, at a time and place, we will explain to her, you know, the circumstances that brought her to you. But, you know, right now, maybe at 5 years old is just not the time. So, but our kids are such love, and every time I talk about a children's home in Haiti and I take a team down there, I hear it from the team every time. They say, "I didn't understand what you were talking about until I walked through those gates, you know, and saw that, and saw the love, and saw those children." And so, yeah, Donna's doing great as far as the children's home goes. I did talk to her yesterday, and she's suffering with the flu.
Mm.
And I always pulls at my heart because I'm not there right now, and I like to be there if we have something going on. And so I don't go back to February 11th, but we'll monitor her, you know, and she has family and friends around, so I'm sure she'll be taken care of, but it always makes me upset to know that she's not feeling well and I can't help.
So talk about what maybe some of the opportunities are for Servants Gift in Haiti in the future.
Well, we've been blessed lately. I mean, it's just been a wonderful thing. I never thought when I started this organization that I would be sending, you know, $5,000 a month down to Haiti. I mean, just to support our feeding programs and our children's home and things that we do. And we were recently given a grant from a foundation for a school in Kayesk that a friend of mine runs for $5,000, and that'll be going down on Friday. We got a vehicle donated to head down to Haiti. I mean, it's fortunately sitting in my driveway right now, but we're looking for raise funds to ship it down there and then pay some import fee on that. We had a family recently step up, a husband and wife step up and sponsor 10 kids outside of our house.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, the sponsorship's $40 a month. That puts them in school. I've been doing, lately, my last couple trips, I've been doing visits to the sponsor kids that are outside of our home, seeing how they live, seeing their families, meeting them. And I tell you what, I don't know why I thought this, but I thought that those kids would be living better than some people I know, and it's very, very hard to go there and visit them.
So how can we be in prayer for your ministry, and how can people get involved if they're interested in getting involved in Servant's Gift?
Well, you can contact us on the web. We're at servantsgift.com, obviously. You can reach me personally if you want through that web page as well. Everything is available there. And then we got a mission team going down, a VBS trip, and a couple days of clinic in July and in the summer. If you like it warm, you'll like the July trip. And there's another thing that I have at the present time. I have a friend challenging me. If I can sell his skid steer, I'll get the proceeds from that. Mm. So if you're in the market for a skid steer, you know, this would be the proceeds from that would be great, because we have an opportunity at the present time for land in Haiti. And Dada's found us a nice chunk of ground in rural Gantier, which sits outside of the area. And it's probably 3 acres. And it would give us enough to move our existing home out there. My wife and I are talking about moving to Haiti in the next few years. So it would allow us to build a small home on that property as well. And then we would start another children's home in the existing house that we're at now. And so we would remove some more of these kids from this incredible poverty and give them a true family, and save some of these kids from the street and some of the awful atrocities that happen in Haiti.
Talking with Larry Roberts of Servant's Gift. And Larry, it's always great to have you along during Daybreak. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for the good work you're doing in Haiti.
No, thank you so much. Can you do Daybreak at like 10 o'clock in the morning?
Sometimes we wish we could. We understand. Enjoy your coffee.